listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Yarru Rangers are set to be on patrol at Cable Beach today after two crocodile sightings forced the beach to close. A saltwater croc first spotted on Saturday outside the Surf Lifesaving Club and the second just yesterday near the vehicle access ramp. The beach is set to remain closed today and is set to reopen tomorrow. People are reminded to stay away from the water's edge. The fishing experience in Port Hedland could get a whole lot better. Fish aggregation devices off the coast have been installed to attract pelagic sport fish like Spanish mackerel and sailfish. Recfish West Matt Gillett says five buoys have been deployed in deeper waters.
The devices are located between 40 and 70 kilometres offshore, from the boat ramp, I should say. The reason they're out a little bit further is because that's where they are most successful. They do need to be in a certain water depth to be effective.
A potential fix to the relentless power outages in the regions. Early fault detection systems have been created, which could locate issues on the power network before they fail. IND Technology founder Alan Wong says it could save lives.
The risk of bushfires started by power lines, especially in some of the regional area, power line running through forests. This is an urgent issue that needs to be fixed.
Regional sporting organisations are the latest to benefit in more than $2 million in state government funding. It includes in the Kimberley, with Broome Sports Association taking home $45,000, part of the Regional Talent Development Network. In sport, plenty of action in the West Kimberley women's footy at the weekend. Greenbacks adding to its campaign after a massive 95-0 win over Broome Saints. Peninsula Bombers followed winning ways, defeating Broome Bulls by 20, and Towns recorded a 73-8 win over Luma Lady Eagles. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.